From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil on the reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the department is reviewing guidelines on issuing subpoenas for journalist records as part of a stepped-up effort to investigate and prosecute potential leakers.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
He said the Department of Justice has charged four people with leaking classified information or concealing contacts with foreign intelligence agents this year. Guidelines being reviewed, put in place by the Obama administration in 2015, made it more difficult for the Department of Justice to subpoena journalists' phone and email records and leak investigations. The United States wants the UN Security Council to act quickly and draft a resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. It's in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches July 3rd and 28th, which showed that the nation may now have the capacity to bring the U.S. mainland and much of Europe into its crosshairs. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is questioning witnesses about whether former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was secretly paid by the Turkish government during the final months of the 2016 presidential campaign. That's according to the New York Times. Times reports that Mueller recently asked the White House for documents related to Flynn. This is VOA News. The United Nations confirms it has received notification from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement unless it identifies suitable terms for re-engagement. The U.S. State Department said Friday that it will continue to participate in international climate change negotiations during the withdrawal process, which is expected to take at least 3 years. The department said President Trump is open to re-engaging in the Paris Agreement if the United States can identify terms that are more favorable to it, its business, and its workers, its people, and taxpayers. Venezuela's new legislative superbody is set to convene again Saturday. The controversial Constituent Assembly, inaugurated Friday, is expected to rewrite the Constitution and give new powers to the ruling Socialist Party. Rwanda's Electoral Commission says that President Paul Kagame has won a third term in a landslide victory. The commission said partial results of Friday's election had the president winning 98% of the votes. In July, Kagame told a political rally that the day of the presidential elections will just be a formality. He said in a live speech broadcast early Friday, "This is another 7 years to take care of issues that affect Rwandans and ensure that we become real Rwandans who are economically developing." Kagame has been in power for 17 years. The 2015 constitutional referendum approved by 98% of voters could allow Kagame to remain in power until 2034. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southwest Asian Nations have reiterated their grave concerns about the escalation of tensions in the Korean Peninsula. In a statement issued at the end of their meeting in Manila Saturday, the 10-member nation said the recent ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests by North Korea threaten peace, security, and stability in the region and the world.
The time is now. In the next few days, let us seize this opportunity to transform shared aspirations and values instituted by our founding fathers, no less their dreams and their visions, into concrete actions and tangible outcomes that will propel our community to the brighter future our people truly deserve.
And the ministers also said that they reiterate their support for the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in a peaceful manner. Arriving in Manila Saturday, the South Korean foreign minister says she would welcome the opportunity to talk with her North Korean counterpart. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to arrive Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.